Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we praise and honor you this morning. Father, we bless you this morning, oh God. We call on your mighty holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we call on you today, Lord God. We call on you like never before. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you heard even before we called. And what a great God you are. You answer. You're the God that answers. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are so grateful that you are the Most High God. Hallelujah. So, Father, today we come on Family Day, on Bible Storyland, honoring your presence, giving you glory, giving you thanks. Oh, God, your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Prince of Peace. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. You are the God of the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your throne, oh, Lord, is like a fiery flame. And we thank you this morning for your throne. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the God that answers by fire. And we say thank you, Lord God, for answering by fire. A fire goes before you, Lord, and it burns up your enemies. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we are thanking you this morning for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello. Hallelujah. Hello.
Hello.
Other number, 1619. I just texted to you the other number.
Oh, I'm on the wrong number?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you, Lord God. We thank you this morning for all that you've done on Bible Storyland, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in us, what you're doing through us. Oh, Lord, release your fire and burn up the works of darkness. Baptize us with your Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Let your fire burn in our eyes, our heart, our belly, our mouth, and in our feet. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let your fire be in our tongue and preach and prophesy. We receive tongues of fire in the name of Jesus. Let your word be preached with fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Make us a minister of fire in the name of Jesus. Deliver us with your fire in the name of Jesus. Let your fire protect us and cover us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release your fire, the fire of God, to burn up idols in our land in Jesus' name. We honor you this morning, oh God. We thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. You are a mighty God. You are holy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Prince of Peace. We honor your presence. Oh, God, we honor you this morning. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. No God greater. No God holier than you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for what you're doing. And what you're going to do, we bless your name this morning, oh God. We honor you. Release the spirit of the burning, of burning to burn up the works of darkness in Jesus' name. Let your flame burn up wicked spirits in the name of Jesus. Let your glory kindle a burning like the burning of a fire in the name of Jesus. Cause your glorious voice to be heard. Show lightning down your arm with the flame of devouring fire, with scattering tempests and hailstones. In the name of Jesus, let Babylon be a stubble. In the name of Jesus, and let your fire burn them. let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame. Lord, come. Lord, come. Lord, come and rebuke your enemies with flames of fire. Let all flesh see your fire released. Create upon Zion a flaming fire by night. Let the fire of your presence be released in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the fire, let demons be exposed and cast out with your fire. In the name of Jesus, release your hot thunderbolts against the enemy. In Jesus' name, cast forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Let your light be for a fire and your Holy One for a flame to burn the briars and thorns in our lives. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. Well, good morning. Good morning again. This is Bible Storyland, and we love the Word of God. You know the Word is great. Yes, the Word is great. The Word is great. He published the Word. The Word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. My God, we are trusting in him. Surely our God shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall he trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because he has made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For he, our God, shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon us. Therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high, because he has known our name. He shall call upon us, and we will answer him. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. What a great God we serve, and we need salvation in this hour. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, oh God, for Bible Storyland. I thank you for every person who's on and those who coming on, those who've been on before. Father, I lift up their families as it is family day today. I lift up the fathers, the mothers, the children, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the entire family. We decree and declare that there will be unity, unity in the families. We decree and declare love in the families. We decree and declare, oh God, that the devil is bound in the fire of God is sin against him. He will not rule and reign in our families anymore. In Jesus' name, we take authority over every evil spirit that's trying to rise up his ugly head in our families. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. We honor you, O God. You are great and mighty. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Call the other number, Mother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are Lord God Almighty in the earth. And Father, we decree and declare that our children will be taught of you at an early age, from birth all the way through their lives. They will be taught of you, and grace shall be their peace. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is written on the tables of our children's hearts in Jesus' name. I decree and declare no weapon that is formed against our family shall prosper in Jesus' name. Well, we thank God for the families of God this morning. We are grateful that the Most High called our names, and we are living. We are living. We are living. He's giving us abundant life on a daily basis. So we praise our God and we thank him this morning for everything that he's doing on our behalf. If it had not been for God on our side, we would not be alive today. We would have been gone. The enemy would have taken us out. God would not have raised that standard for us. But the faithful Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, raises that standard. Every time the enemy comes in with a flood, he raised that standard against him. What a great God we serve. Well, this morning, we have Karen Itell with us from Houston, Texas. And I thank God for Karen. She comes on faithfully on Bible Storyland and plays songs of praise unto our God. She's an anointed musician. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. What are you going to play for us this morning?
His name is wonderful.
What did you say? His name is wonderful?
Yes.
All right. Go right ahead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Awesome, awesome. His name is wonderful. Thank you, Karen. His name is Counselor. His name is Prince of Peace. He's the mighty God. He's the Almighty Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I just texted you the number, Mother. Hallelujah. Dial the other number. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you this morning that your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is above every name. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. You know, God is a great God. We're so glad that he joined you with us this beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing on Family Day. We are honoring families today. God created every family and every family member. God chose our father. God chose our mothers. And he chose the children that he birthed through us. Not every daddy is a father. Not every mama is a mother. What is a father according to God's plan in the family? A man who has begotten a child is a father, but also not only just begotten the children, but is one who's responsible for the children. Many daddies are not fathers. They do not accept the responsibility of being a father. God said, fathers, train up a child, train up your children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they won't depart from it. Now, some people put something else in the word. They say, okay, if they stray, they'll come back. But I don't read that in the word of God. We got to not add to nor take away from God's word. It didn't say, if they stray, they'll come back. If you find it, text it to me. But he said, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. You know, Daniel and his friends, they didn't stray. Joseph, faithful all their lives. Faithful all their lives. Timothy, faithful all his life. So training requires work on the part of a father. Training requires work on the part of a mother. No family is complete without the mother. We know it. We got to have a father. We got to have a mother. But no training is complete without the father and the mother. We need both parents. A mother, you ask, what is a mother? A mother is a female parent. Maternal tenderness belongs to her. One who carries a child or children in the womb, 9 months preferably. The one who gives birth. Not every mommy is a mother. When a couple is joined together by God in holy matrimony, they have to come into agreement. Agreement is necessary, particularly on how to rear children. They got to be on one accord. You know, some parents argue back and forth, the father arguing, the mother arguing. And, you know, children are very sensitive, very, very sensitive for children. And they get upset when the father, I don't care, even if they're babies, they get upset when their father and their mother are arguing. They think you don't love them. They think it's about them. They think, oh, my God, they're going to leave me. Oh, my God, they hate me. Ask your children how they feel if you're arguing with each other. If you got to talk, I ain't say if you got to argue. Now, listen to what I said. If you got a disagreement, talk about it. You don't have to, you know, put each other down and rant and rave and try to get your point in and all of that. Discuss. Have discussions. Before it gets out of hand, have discussions every day. Say, honey, that offended me when you said that. Honey, that offended me. Baby, that offended me when you said that. Baby, could you say it different? All right, so agreement is necessary. One accord. These two things are especially important in child training. Before children come, there must be conversation before children come into this world. The children that God give you, there must be conversations about how to train your children. Training begins in the womb and continues throughout lifetime. Training, did you hear me? Training begins in the womb and continues throughout a lifetime. Now, Solomon said in his word, you know, Solomon is, you know, a wise man, the wisest man who ever lived. So we gotta take some clues from Solomon. We got to listen to his word. He said, Proverbs 28, 24, and 25. It says, the fathers of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Now, when is that? When you train them up? If you ain't train them, guess what? By the time they 7, 8, 9, they're going to suck their teeth and stomp their feet at you. Yeah, you who gave them birth, you who fathered them, you who mothered them, if you neglect to train them, I promise you, They're going to roll their eyes, they're going to suck their teeth, and stomp their feet at you. They don't care nothing about if you birthed them. They don't even know what you're talking about. So you got to train them in the womb. In the womb, both parents got to lay hands. It's a must. Lay hands and talk to the baby daily. Express your love to the unborn baby. Tell them you love them. Tell them how grateful you are that God gave them, he or she, to you. How blessed they are. How blessed you are to be the father and the mother of them. And name your children. Name them early. And give them godly names. Don't name them the devil's name, Devin and all them devilish names. Sound like devil. No, because guess what? They begin to act like their name. So name them godly names. Mothers and fathers, lay your hands on the stomach of the mother every day. Sing to the baby. It's not about how well you can sing. You know, children know your voice when they're in the womb. When they get out the womb, when God catch them and blow their breath in the delivery room, they know your voice. They listening for it. You don't even have to say this is mommy no more. You don't even have to say this is daddy no more. They know your voice. Don't upset the children by arguing when a woman is carrying a baby. Talk. Talk. Talking is great. God invented talking for a reason. I don't read nowhere that God said, argue with me. No. Argue with them. No. Talk. God made the voice for talking. Talk. And, you know, sing to your children, Jesus loves me, this I know. Play the word of God in your room when you sleep. It'll get into your spirit and into the baby's spirit. Training requires patience. To have patience, you got to get enough rest. I'm telling you, you don't get enough rest, you're going to be irritable, intolerant. But rest begets tolerance, helps with patience. It takes time to be patient to train up a child. Ask God to help you train the children he gave you. Remember, each child is different and requires individual training. Don't have favorites, because that brings up hatred and bitterness in the rest of the children. This is only the beginning. We will continue this teaching on the family at a later date. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. Let's praise God in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We already had a song by Karen, I tell, from Houston. His name is wonderful. So we love the Lord. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Let me see. I don't know if she pressed one yet. Ah, I'll press it for her. Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky is on with us. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you? She may have stepped from the phone. Pastor Donna? All right. She may not. I thought she was on here with us. Well, she may not be on yet, but she'll be on soon. Looking for her, and I'm looking for Jackie Travis. All right, Karen. Good morning. Good morning. All right, Karen, can you play another song of praise for us this morning?
I will. Be glad to.
Where are you going to play?
Take the name of Jesus with you.
All righty.
Thank you.
take the name of Jesus with you. Well, I don't see Pastor Donna on here right now, but she will be on. She'll be on a little bit later. I thank God for each of you this morning. We are praising God like never before. He is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And we acknowledge him as Lord of our lives. He knows all. He said, I made the eye, shall I not see? I made the ear, shall I not hear? He knows all. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that God don't know. You know how the children play hide and seek. They be hiding from their parents or their friends or their little siblings. And they think you don't see them because they're covering their eyes. But God sees all. You could cover your eyes all you want. You know, some people have blinded eyes. They're blinded spiritually. They think God don't see them no more. God is with you everywhere you go. Even when you sin, he's still with you. Everywhere we go. No place that God is not. What did he say? He'll go with us. If we make our bed in hell, he's going to go with us. Now, you know, that's awesome, huh? That's how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much. And I thank the Lord this morning that he loves us, his children. He loves us. We're his children, and he loves us so much. Well, there's Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Guess where we are?
Hawaii.
No, we're in Memphis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah.
Memphis, Tennessee. We have a conference here. We're looking forward to a wonderful church service in the morning, and then we have a memorial service tomorrow night. Yes, we are looking for a wonderful time. Oh, and our friends from Jacksonville and from all over Florida are here with us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How's your mother and your mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom, how are they doing?
They're doing fine. Now, we talked with my mother-in-law before we came, and my mom went with me to Kansas last weekend, and she's kind of tired from that, so she's resting.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to sing today, Pastor Donna?
Tell me the special day. What's the special day for today?
Family Day.
Family Day. Oh, I bet my cousin Jackie's saying we are family and we love each other, so that's one of her favorites. I'll do Oh How I Love Jesus.
Amen.
All right. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set be free. It tells me of his matchless love, the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen. Oh, how we love Jesus. Yes, indeed. Our lives would be in vain if we didn't love Jesus. He's the one who gave his life for us. He's our best friend. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Oh, it was awesome. We've had His Name is Wonderful, and oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Yes, indeed. He first loved us. He gave his life for us. He's a living sacrifice for us. So we got to return that love back to him. I thank God for each of you this morning. We serve a great God, the Lord God Almighty. He loves families. Each family member was created in his image. Our speaker today is no stranger to Bible Storyland. He's been on our speaker many times. He is a ram in the bush. He said, Lord, wherever you send me, I will go. So I thank God for him. He rearranged his schedule this morning to be on with us. Our speaker was from New York, but the man of God has not been well, so we're going to lift him up in prayer this morning. Pastor Amlica was supposed to speak on Family Day, but he has been challenged in his body. But God is a great healer, so we know that God is able and God is going to heal him, so we thank God for that. But our speaker this morning is in my family, and I thank God for him. He's in my family twice. He's in my birth family, on my father's side, and he is in the family of God. So I thank God for him. We welcome back Pastor Thurman Tutson. Good morning, Pastor Thurman Tutson. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister. Glory to the Lamb of God. What a beautiful day this is. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for inviting me on Family Day. For truly we are family, both in the natural and the spiritual realm. And I tell God, thank you for this opportunity to share his word with each and every one of you that are at the sound of my voice. I'm not going to preach to you today, but I'm going to give you the simple word, yet powerful word of God. And the word deals directly with family. You see, family is the oldest institution in the world. God created it from the very inception and creation of his garden. For the word of the God, Lord, says in Genesis 2 and 7, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That was man's inception and his creation from the very beginning. For that was the first time man laid his eyes upon Almighty God. For when God breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, God was the first thing man saw when he opened up his eyes. Oh, what an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. And yet we go on to learn the birth of the family. And in Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 18, and we're going to read all the way through 24, and the word of the Lord says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That was the birth of the family. Oh, somebody tell God thank you. For it is through this birth that we exist this day. For God gave man a commandment. He said to be fruitful and to multiply. But God also gave man instructions on how he wanted his family to be conducted and how he wanted his family to cohabitate with one another. And the problem with the world today is sin. Sin has literally destroyed the family. But God gave us a new family, and he gave us his word. Therefore, we have no excuse before God. God gave us his instructions. He told us what he expect, and require of the family. And it's time for us to turn back to the word of God, to turn back to the will of God, and to live our lives according to God's will, according to his plan, and according to his purpose. Walk with me to Ephesians chapter 5. You see, God's word is true all by itself. When we learn to apply God's word to our everyday life, when we learn to walk in God's word, then and only then when we fulfill our destiny upon this earth. We got to stop making excuses for our shortcomings and start looking into the book of instructions and doing those things that are expected and required of each and every one of us. It ain't about you, it ain't about me, it's all about Jesus and doing the will of God through his word. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at the 21st verse, he says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. We are to walk hand in hand in all humbleness and humility, abiding in the will of God as family. And then he gives us specific and direct instructions to each and every one of us. And it's time for us to take heed to what the word of God says. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. See, that's one of the problems with family today. We're creating families based on our own analogy, based on what we want and not what the word of God says. We're shacking together. We're hanging out with one another. We're fornicating. We're committing adultery. We're bringing illegitimate children into the world outside of the will of God without the structure of a family. And we wonder why the world is in the state it's in today. My. He says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. God made it clear what his will was, what his plan was for the family. It's time for us to take heed. He says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. For Christ's love was unconditional for the church. Christ gave his life for the church. He gave his all and all. He gave his best, his very best. He gave up the ghost for the church. In other words, he paid the ultimate sacrifice. And husbands, it's time for us to stand up and be men and give our all to the family. In spite of how rocky the ship may get, in spite of the things that are going on, we're still supposed to stand firm and stand upon the word of God, trusting and believing, but doing the will of God as it pertains to the family. He says, that ye might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, not by our analogies or our own inception of what we think, but by the word of God. For that is the rule book, the book of instructions. He says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that it might should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Nay, he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. Why? For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. And for this cause a man leaves his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh, walking together in unity for the same purpose, for the same reason, to raise their family, to honor God, and to live out their days respecting and loving ye one another. That ain't hard. But we make it hard when we don't want to abide in the word and the will of God. He says, this is a great mystery, but I speak it concerning Christ and the church. Not everyone understands the sacrifice that Christ made for the church. Nevertheless, he says, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. And oftentimes, we as men and we as women forget the basic essential needs of one another. For the man needs to know that his wife has respect for him. And the woman needs to know that her husband has love for her. Those are the requirements of the innermost core of our nature, of our being, because these are what we need from each other. This is God's function of the family. And he goes on to say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I don't see where he gave them an option. He gave them a commandment, a direct requirement. But if the parents are not raising their children, but letting the world raise their children, how will the children ever know how to respect and to treat their parents if they're being influenced by so many outside influences, hanging out in the streets, running the streets all day and night, walking around disrespecting you, one another? And I'm talking about little kids. I ain't not talking about teenagers. I'm not talking about young adults. We're seeing children out here in the streets raising themselves because the family structure has been broken down because we did not abide from the very onset the foundation of what family life is all about. And he goes on to say, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, and children, our children are dying off at a very early age. They're leaving us faster than their parents. You know, it's a sad thing when a parent buries their child because their child has been murdered or gunned down in the streets. Why? Because we are allowing it. We're allowing our children to roam these streets at night. We're allowing our children to serve the evil one, as opposed to serving our true and our living God. We're submitting to the world and not submitting to God. We're doing it to ourselves. We're in a self-destruct mode. because we're allowing sin to run rampant in our homes. And therefore, it influences our communities. Therefore, it influences our neighborhood, our cities, and our states, and our nation. It has a domino effect. Sin is abounding. Why? Because we will not do what God requires. And then he goes on to say, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He's saying, fathers, train your children. Nurture your children. Father, instruct your children in the ways of the Lord. You see, he didn't give that responsibility to the woman, but the woman has had to assume that responsibility because of the disarray of the family. But that responsibility yet still falls upon the father. And fathers, you will be held accountable on that day, because every man must give an account of himself and of his life. But there is a way out for all of us. And the way out has been and will always be Jesus Christ. And God told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from
God. Your phone was sent to your voicemail.
And I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Okay, I'm looking for a hubcap, but I had to get this from my wife's van.
All we have to do is humble ourselves, pray, seek God's face, and turn from our sinful ways. Then God will restore our families. He'll restore our communities. He will restore our cities. He will restore our states. He will restore our nation. But it begins with each individual abiding in the word and the will of God, turning to Christ Jesus. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. But remember, it's all in the word. God has an order. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. I thank God for that word on Family Day. He talked about the family, and he gave instructions. He said we got to read the book of instructions. Talked in Genesis 2:18-24, what God told the family, and Ephesians 5:21-28. But anyway, we thank you, man of God, for that word. Like I said, he says, Lord, where you send me, I'll go. He's my ram in the bush. Every time when I call on him, he's dependable. And I thank God that I can count on this man of God, Pastor Tutson. I thank God for you. May God continually bless you. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Tutson before you, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in his life. I thank you, Lord God, for his children, his family, Lord. I ask you to bless him like never before. Remove every pain, every ache. You are Jehovah Rapha, mighty healer. And Lord, fill him back up for where he poured out the word. And we bless and honor you right now. We thank you for this man of God. Everything he poured into us, Lord, pour it back into him. Bless his children. Protect them. We cover his whole family with the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. Every lying demon that's rising up against him in judgment, we condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. And, Lord, as he minister your word weekly, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in him. As he surrender more to you, O God, pour more of your spirit into him, O God. So we bless you this morning. We thank you for Pastor Tutson, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we already know that the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving the earth. We thank God for the word that Minister Tutson poured into us today. Well, we have Evangelist Stacy Holman on with us this morning. How you doing, Minister Stacy?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are you and your family?
Good. We bless the Lord. It's a brand new day.
Amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
I the whole world. She got what? The whole world. She got the
all
whole
right,
world.
The girl singing with you?
Yeah, the girls are right here.
Hey, Jabri and Bianca, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
All right, good morning. Good morning to y'all. I love y'all. All right, go ahead, Minister Stacy.
She got the whole world. In his hands, 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 she got you and me. In his hands, she got you and me. In his hands, she got you and me. She got the whole world. She got the whole world. In this sense, 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 amen. In his hands, amen.
Amen. He's got the whole world in his hands, and we thank God that he's got us in his hands. You know what? We fall off the face of the earth if God didn't have us in his hands. God takes care of his children. He takes good care of us, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful that the Most High God cares for us. Where would we be if it was not for the Lord? Oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think about it, but I thank the Lord. You know, God is in his holy temple, but guess what? Let's all rejoice and praise him and thank him because he's the one who's watching over us morning, noon, and night. Well, you know what? Salvation is a gift from God. We thank God for salvation. We thank God for healing and deliverance. And you know, Romans 10, 9, and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, we shall be saved. That's what we all have to do. We all have to do that. So I thank the Lord. And you know what? Backsliding is not an option. When God give us a gift, we got to hang on to that gift of salvation. We can't go backwards. We can't wallow in the mud. No. We got to keep the mud off of our garment. God wants our garment spotless. So let's repent, turn back to God, remain faithful to him every day. Purpose in your heart. I'm going to, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You're going to remain faithful to God every day. Well, it's testimony time, and I have one testimony. I have been going to a tent revival with Apostle Earl Thomas on 23rd Street. Close to Wilson, and I tell you what, it has been an awesome revival. I thank God that people are being healed and delivered. People are coming from all over for that tent revival. So I thank God. You all are invited to come out. It's Warriors on Fire, House of Deliverance Church, but he has the tent set up right outside the church. So you're invited to come. We have Apostle Thomas on with us this morning. We are grateful that the man of God joined us. Let me see if I put him on live yet. All right, I'm putting him on live right now. Good morning, Apostle Thomas. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you, too. We're so grateful that you came on with us this morning. And
yes,
I am enjoying the tent revival. We got children coming. The neighborhood, children, people. Tell us a little bit about it, Apostle.
Well, we've been going on for 3 weeks, amen. The Lord been really moving under that tent, and so many people have came out, amen. And what I like about it, people that wouldn't come in the church, they came in the street, and I think that's where the church needs to be at, amen. The Bible said a harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We thank God for the opportunity to live in that neighborhood. It's a hard neighborhood. But we thank God since we've been out there, people have just walked under the tent. People say they heard it, amen, for 5 and 6 blocks away. Lady said she heard it from that's 23rd Street, but she heard it way across the stretch. We're on 17th Street in her house. And people say they hear it all through their house, and the word of God is just saturating people, being set free and delivered. Most all people being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we appreciate God for you coming out and helping us. You've been such a blessing under that tent last night. You ministered, and the man of God said to me, Bishop Niels, he here with me right now. He said to me that he enjoyed you more than he enjoyed anybody. And that was a blessing.
Amen. Well, we serve a great God. He's the Lord God Almighty. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be praying. It's prayer time on Bible Story Lab, but we got time for one more testimony. One more testimony. Thank you so much, Apostle, for being on and tell the other man of God and his wife. I thank God for them. All right. Anybody else? Testimony. I know Evangelist Stacey Holman got a testimony. She always got one.
Amen. I sure got it. Thank God. I went to help celebrate Apostle Royal's anniversary, and I went there, and I was like, Lord, I don't know anybody in there but just Apostle, you know what I'm saying, his wife. And God had me to meet an old family friend where I grew up. She knew who I was, but I didn't know who she was. I didn't know that was her because I kept saying, she looked familiar, that she looked like my mom. And it's so awesome that I had that I saw her, and she knew who I was. She said, this is Missionary B's daughter, you know, from Orange Park when I was growing up. And I was like, and the lesson of it in it is that I got to see, I had a dream when my mama passed. I had, I saw her in my dream. But this time I saw this lady, and she looked just like my mom. It was like seeing my mother again. And I just praise God for that. That was just so awesome for me, for God to bless me like that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that testimony. Give those children a hug for me. She has three beautiful children. I met two of the girls. Haven't met the son yet, but one day I will.
Yes.
Thank you, Evangelist Holman. All right. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you haven't already, press 1. You're not on live. Press 1. And prayer. Well, you know what? I have some of my prayer partners on. They are faithful prayer warriors. They come on at 6 in the morning. They pray continuously, 6 in the morning, 12 at noon. Oh, my God, you're talking about some praying people. They bend the knee quite often. So they're on with us this morning as a husband and wife, and we are grateful to God for them. And even their mother's on with us this morning. So, Victoria, good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, she lives all the way in Pennsylvania, she and her husband. She left us. We let him borrow her to go to Pennsylvania for a while, but we said, it's cold up there. Y'all got to move back to Florida. We miss y'all in Florida.
We'll visit.
All right, bring us one snowball if it don't melt. How you doing, Brother Terry? How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. How you doing, Sister G? It's a blessing.
I'm doing good. These are my prayer partners
this morning with
me. I am so glad you all are on with us. These are prayer people now. I thank God he put me in the light. I said, Lord, I need to be around godly people, people who love you, people after your own heart. So I tell you what, he put me around them, around Apostle Thomas, and each one of you. So I thank God for you all this morning. So we're about to pray. Prayer requests. I know Pastor Donna Hawkins. Pastor Donna, you have any other prayer requests? I got your Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, and your family. You have any more prayer requests?
That's it, Minister G. God bless you. Oh, at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church.
All righty.
Oh.
All right. Minister Stacey.
Pray for my family. Pray for my family. My cousin Pearl is going home for my rehab, and my sister Pam. So they just keep uplifted up and the body of Christ.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any more prayer requests? Press 1 if you haven't already. If you have, you can state your prayer request.
Minister G, will you please remember the Johnson family? I had another church member whose youngest brother passed away. This is the family of Jerry Don Johnson.
All right. Thank you.
From Nashville.
Adios. All right. Thank you.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Thank you, Kara. Anybody else? Prayer request. It's praying time, y'all. Pray in time.
Wait, Sister G, I'd like to look up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, babe.
I'd like to look up Sister Darlene. She's a member of Sound the Alarm Ministry. Her sister passed away. I'd like to look up her family.
Okay.
And also my niece, Michelle Harris, she on my heart this morning. I'd like to lift her up, too.
I like that name, Michelle. All right. Anybody else? I believe we have, well, good morning, woman of God. How are you? Hello? She's all the way from Applin, Georgia. How you doing, mother?
Well, darling, I'm feeling better. I hadn't been feeling too well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
That's
but I pray for myself and friends that are going through remit this weekend and defibrillized my knee. I should pray for those, too.
All right, your family. You talking about Mary Jean?
No. Oh, yeah, my family. But I'm talking about the one that going through, one of my friends passed, and they are going, the family going through bereavement.
Okay.
Mary, yeah, prayer for Mary Jean, my family.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you want to sing a song for us? This is the youngest member on with us this
ma'am.
Morning. She is 93 plus.
Yes, ma'am, I sing my
plus.
Same old song, because I still believe that what we supposed to do is try Jesus. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning. He's all right. I done tried it, and he's all right.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell, like I said, is our youngest person on here. She's 93-plus years old, living in Applin, Georgia. She has children, grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren. So we thank God for you. I'm going to call you soon, Miss Liddell. I miss talking to you. Been busy,
right.
But
I miss you,
Lord,
too.
Boy, you've been thinking about you, though.
All right.
I love you, Miss Liddell.
Love you, too. Love you all, too.
Amen, amen. Well, it's prayer time. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All right. Well, we're going to call on the Father in prayer. And I'm going to start off praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and the request that she made. And right after I pray for her family, Apostle Thomas, if you could pray for Evangelist Holman and her family, I appreciate it. And then I'm going to call on some more people to pray with us in just a minute. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you. We thank you that you gave us a prayer so we can conversate with you. We can bring our requests before you, Father God. What an awesome God you are. We thank you that you created fathers and mothers and children and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. And, Father, we lift up your daughter who calls on your name regularly. We thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God.
Yes.
And, Father, you know the call of God upon her life. You know the call. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing for her family, Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom. We thank you for them and the strength that you're giving those women of God who've been on the battlefield a long time. But, Lord, I thank you that they don't forget to call on you. And so we call on you on their behalf. We thank you for keeping them healthy and well. We thank you for meeting every need in their families. And, Father, we lift up Macedonia Baptist Church. You know about it, oh, God. You know about the church even before, Lord God. They were birthed into existence. There's nothing that you don't know. So, Father, this morning we call upon your mighty name, and we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we bless you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up the Johnson family. And, Father, there are many people today who is going through the loss of family members. Oh, God, I lift up the McClendon family here in Jacksonville who lost their mother recently and even who lost a sister about a month or so ago. Father, nobody can comfort like you. You are the comforter of all comforts. So we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening every family member. And, Lord, we just thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. We bless and honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We look up the whole family in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost resting upon the woman of God. We thank you she's anointed, her daughter's anointed. Thank you for what you're going to do in her husband's life, God, what you're doing on her job, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I don't pray for her. I pray with her because I know she can get a prayer through, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You say, well, one or two touch and agree, you're there in the midst also. And, God, we know in our midst also, we know the power of the Holy Ghost is in our midst. And we thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost. That's what we need in Jesus' name. We give you glory and honor for moving for the woman of God, that you're turning things around for her and her family, Lord. God, that you're doing a mighty work in her, Lord, and she's a soul winner, and she's bringing people to you, God, even on her job. Even now, you meet her needs or her bills, and she every need is met in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and honor and praise, and we thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. We always pray, amen. Thank God.
Amen, amen. Victoria, would you pray for South Carolina for us, and then I'm gonna pray for Victoria's request. And Brother Terry, could you pray for Miss Ludell's family and for her niece and the bereaved family?
Right.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, we lift up South Carolina before you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for reconstruction. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that even through all of this, Father, there's a cleansing. Through all of this, Lord God, there's a cleansing. Through all of this, Lord God, someone said, yes, I'm coming to the Lord. Someone made up their mind, God, to serve you and even to come back to you, Father. But we thank you for the help that will come to rebuild this city, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, even for the ones that have even lost their lives. God, I thank you that you comfort the families, Lord God, in South Carolina. God, I thank you right now, Lord God. Arribisca dando la rosciti le bocorrebianda la rioso robocorrobasana na maya. Oh, God, I thank you right now for divine intervention, Lord God, and those, Lord God, that in places, Lord God, that can't get out, God. But I thank you that help, Lord God, was on the way, Father, and is on the way, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for even in this time, God, that'll take them into a new place, Lord God, not in the natural, but also in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that this is an eye-opener for those that, Lord God, in the household of faith, Father, Lord God, that was going contrary to your word, God, that this was an eye-opener, Lord God, that this was an escape. This was a time to reconsider. This was the time, Lord God, to take a look, Lord God, of what they were doing wrong, God, and to make it right. So, Father God, I thank you for those that escaped, Lord God, this flooding, Lord God, that didn't cause death to their homes. So, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you are flooding the gates of the hearts of your people like never before, that this is a wake-up call. God, you are sending, Lord God, wake-up calls through storms, through floodings, Lord God, through catastrophe, Father, because we know, Lord God, that sometimes the enemy are doing things, but God, your word, Lord God, brings forth change, God. See, Lord God, you are God of Gabor. You war, God. Lord God, we have opened doors where the enemy, Lord God, has come in, God, and Lord God, you are angry, Lord God, with the sins that's going on in America and across this nation, Father. And so judgment has come. So, Father God, even through the judgment of the Lord, Father, we pray for mercy. Even through your judgment, God, we pray for mercy. We pray Psalms 91 being our portion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Though it happened on the left and though it happened on the right, it won't come to our dwelling in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless your holy name and we thank you for protection today in the name of Jesus. Ebre kishkanda de lobo shikatai la roshita robokana masanda. And I give you praise for this now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I even thank you right now. Sister G, can I pray for Apostle Thomas?
He went off, but you can pray for him.
Father, we lift up the man of God right now. And God, I just thank you right now that his steps have been ordered. God, I thank you for a blood wall, Lord God, around him, Father. Lord God, every arrow that's been shot, every dart that's been shot out at him, God. God, I thank you that the angels of the Lord, God, is returning it to the senders in the name of Jesus. We protect him in the spirit, Father, from every trap, Lord God, pothole, Lord God, anything that will trip his feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anything that will, Lord God, cause harm and devastation to him and his family and to his ministry in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for covering over the man of God. God, we thank you for the new things that you are doing in him and through him and for him in this season, Father. God, I thank you that you are taking him to new places in the spirit, Father. And God, as you take him, Father, to these new realms, God, God, I thank you, Lord God, that fear will not be his portion, but he will walk through with faith, God. He will walk through with a boldness like never before, God. God, I thank you for the apostolic mandate, God, to be the first to say it and be the first to do it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the many lives. And I thank you for new programs that are being set up, Lord God, even in this time and this season, God. You allow him to walk in new doors and cause, Lord God, new opportunities open up, Lord God, for those areas that's been in progress that will bring forth prosperity in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are causing him to deal with the barrenness in the cities. God, you are causing him to deal with the barrenness on the west side. You're causing him to deal with the barrenness is on the east side and the south side and the west side, Lord God, of the city that he's in, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that he will receive the fruit of his labor, God. He will reap the harvest, Father, Lord God, instant and suddenly, Lord God, he will see, Lord God, the things come forth, Lord God, as he stands, Lord God, believing all things are possible. And we thank you for this now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I put him on so he could hear you pray for him. So thank you for praying for Apostle Thomas. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we continually bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for Darlene and her family. And, Lord, we thank you that you got that family in the palm of your almighty hand. We lift up her family in the bereaved state that they're in, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless the family, meet every need, oh God. Let them not have to go without anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for comfort, for strength. You are their healer. Heal that family, Father God, for every situation they're going through, spiritual healing, oh God, physical, mental, emotional healing, oh God. Excuse me. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Michelle Harris. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in Michelle's life. Oh, Father, draw closer. As the song says, just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus is our plea. I thank you, Lord God, for enlightening Michelle on some things, oh God, that she may not understand about you and about your word. Oh, God, sever every tie for Michelle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, draw closer, Father God. Give her godly people to surround her, to hold her up, oh God, every situation that she's facing. I decree and declare, Father God, that you are with her. And I thank you that she will begin to bend the knee even more and call on you even more in this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
But Brother Terry, you still there? All right, he may not be there. Father, I lift up Miss Ludell and her family, Lord God. Father, she's been on the battlefield for over 93 years, and we ask you to give her strength in her body, strengthen her like never before, oh God. Father, I thank you for this great soldier on the battlefield. Oh, God, I thank you for her family. We cover her and her family with the blood of Jesus. We say, Satan, get your hands off of her knees, off of her body. In the name of Jesus, she belongs to the Most High God. No weapon that is formed against her shall prosper. And, Lord, we thank you that she keeps her mind stayed on you morning, noon, and night. She continuously call on you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. Father, we lift up her niece, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, who lost her family member, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their family. We thank you, Lord God, for the her niece, Mary Jean, and her children, her grandchildren, oh, God. Draw them closer, Lord. Just a closer walk. Draw them closer, Lord. Father, you say that we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us. So draw them closer so they can draw nigh to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you will be faithful, faithful, faithful. You are a faithful friend, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you. And, Father, I just thank you for Bible Storyland this morning. I thank you for every person who came on this morning, even those who will listen later. I lift them up. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I thank you for family, strengthening family members, oh, God. I bind the enemy that try to come in and divide. Oh, God, I decree and declare unity, strength is our portion in our families, oh, God. I bind up that bickering spirit that come in, oh, God, to bring confusion in the name of Jesus. I say confusion is a thing of the past. That conversation with you will be in order. Conversation first with you, conversation with each other. And I decree and declare love in our families that you will teach us. Oh, God, you are the love that we need. Teach us how to love one another like we love ourselves. Father God, teach us how to honor you, how to bless you on a daily basis. So, Father, we honor you in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. You already know God loves you so much. His thoughts of you are endless. He loads you up with benefits every day. Remember, obey God. I love each one of you, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to love you. I can't love you like God can love you, but I love you. I love each one of you. I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about each one of you. So God loves you so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled year, month and year. Right. I look forward to hearing from each one of you next week. It will be Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. Don't forget to dial in 1-619-789-4313. Love y'all.
Love you.